Let's get going with Greg McFarlane. Morning to you, Greg.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm well, mate. Welcome. You're getting rain where you are, mate.
There's plenty of it up here.
Yeah, it's now they're racing there. It's a heavy eight at Gosford, so let's hope it, the forecast is that it clears.
Yeah, look, for Gosford for me today, it's not too bad because I'm in town today, so I suppose it can rain there what works for me, but it's more in Sydney I'm more concerned about.
Well, you got your nice colt here, Greg, Golden Tycoon. He seems untapped. What's the story? He had a little bit of surgery on his knee hind fetlock.
Yeah, he just pulled up a little bit of a fragment in his knee hind. Could have left it in if we wished to, but I elected to take it out. It's a safer prognosis for future racing. But he's come back in tremendous order.
Okay. Any thoughts about him on a softish track today?
Look, he's still untapped in those areas, and through previous experience with track work and his last preparation, he's still green, and it's hard to get a gauge of how he will actually handle a wet track. But I mean, first up in the preparation, I wouldn't start him on a heavy eight. It's coming to a soft seven now, so I'm just. Just before you call, I was just contemplating my decision then with what I do today.
Now the form around these two runs, last preparation is good. You're happy enough with these trials, obviously?
Yeah, I didn't ask a lot of him. I kept him on the bridle both trials, and his first trial was tremendous, and his second one was as well. So I'm pleased with him, and he's well on track to where I want him to go.
I saw you put the blinkers on him on his second trial there, and it really switched him on. You had no temptation to put them on today?
Not really. He raced in winkers anyway, and I trialled him in the first one with Miss Fabulous and Evelina. It was sort of a group form trial, and Ever asked him to do a lot, and he went just as well in that trial as what he did with the blinkers. And all I found with the blinkers on, he just tend to sweat up and get a little bit overexcited. And where I tend to head with him up in distance, I don't want him to get too revved up because he's a lovely, relaxed animal at the present moment. So we don't want to sort of get him trying to over-race, which they can tend to do with a family if you're not careful. Mm.
Do you think he could develop into a provincial championship horse?
Yeah, look, he's definitely a provincial championship horse, without a doubt. But, I mean, being a colt, I mean, it's whether we elect to go that path. I'd probably race him at the Gosford Heat over 1,200, and hopefully if he wins that, it gives us the option of what choice, either whether I go to the Arrowfield or whether I go to the provincial championships. I mean, look, if you look at the prize money between the two and the day, it's sort of double the prize money, the Arrowfield, and it's a group race. And obviously being a colt, it sort of leads to a better future for him.
Yeah. Is your provincial championships horse going around tomorrow at Hawkesbury? It's so obvious. Well, you got two in that second island as well.
I've got two in the race, yeah. Look, at this point in time, they will be. If it's a firm track, it's so obvious won't go around. But it's a soft six there at the moment. So at this point in time, she will be. And Second Island will be as well.
Beauty. All right, good luck today. It all sounds like you're happy enough that he's forward enough to run well, Golden Tycoon.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. He's on the money. He's ready to go.
Beauty.
Good on you, Greg. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, guys.